another party, whether it's the Pioneer Museum Foundation, the Event Center, from approaching the city with an offer, and we could entertain the offer. Or a third entity, or fourth entity, so anybody could come to us. And we would say yes or no if we wanted to entertain.
I think the spirit of, if I may, Mayor and Council, I think the spirit of the motion, the recommendation for you tonight is to put in abeyance any sort of consideration of an offer until the Parks Master Plan is complete.
Would we want to put that into our receive and file? Just wait and not entertain any offers? That's my point.
Yeah, that could be at the direction of the council.
Okay.
Or, I mean, I get the point with regard to the Parks Master Plan and having that information. But a year and a half to wait for that seems like, do we need to go that long before we really make a decision on, or council direction on what we want to do with it? In other words, if there is an idea that can be agreed on by the board here, then we could direct staff to move that direction before.
Mayor Hammond?
Certainly, yes.
I want to ask that we stop this conversation and let it go to the public first.
Yeah, well, I'm asking a question, okay? This is my question to staff. Again, we have the ability to direct staff, other than to go for the Parks Master Plan. We can also go a different direction tonight if we wanted to.
Correct, you can provide an alternative direction.
Exactly right, that's what my point was.
And I'd like to ask, before we get too far afield, the 1.6 appraisal, I have to say, that seems kind of high. I don't know how we arrived at that. There was a couple properties in that area that were tried to approach that. They didn't sell, they're off the market now. So I don't know, I mean, I can imagine how the appraisal, there's several different ways to come to an appraisal. We know that. But are we stuck on 1.6 as a valuation?
So the appraisal is not a public document, and we can go into closed session in the future if you want.
Okay.
To discuss sort of how that happened.
Sure.
That seemed premature until we knew what direction the board wanted to go.
Agreed.
And if we were to put off the sale, of course, we would update the appraisal depending on, you know, the timing of if you directed us at some point to proceed with a sale.
Yeah, I would like that. It just, like I said, it just seems awfully high.
Sure.
Okay, other questions? Okay, we'll open up then to the public to have any items on this question. Welcome, Don. Warren, yeah.
Good evening. I first want to say thank you to the council for the work that you do. I sat here for 2 hours and I'm amazed. Governing's hard. And
Don, can you say, Don Ernst, you need to say your name first.
3 minutes. Don Ernst.
There you go.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Don Ernst. I'm a lawyer in San Luis Obispo. I represent the Museum Foundation. My roots are deep here in Paso Robles. I'm a Bearcat. My father was a Bearcat, Gene Ernst. My mother was a Bearcat. My grandfather built Geneseo School, which is now in the museum. My father attended that school. And the jail that's in the museum, that 14-foot item, I can guarantee you that as a kid, that used to be on my dad's property, down there where the granary is. And I've served time in that jail, according to my dad. He put me in there to discipline me. So I suspect I'm the only person that's ever been in this council and has served time in that jail. Having said that, my roots are deep. I care about the community, and I care about the museum. And now you know why. If we go back to slide 2, good, timeline.
Yeah, Don. Yeah.
The slide, the timeline. There's a couple things that they left out.
Yeah. And you only have a few minutes here, Don, so you kind of.
Well, I may ask for two additional minutes. So I want to just because I want to go through this. In 2018, this council voted to sell that property to the Museum Foundation. There was an appraisal. The appraisal was $25,000. In 2018, October 16th, negotiations were entered with the city. Three times, it was agreed that the property would be sold to the Museum Foundation by the City Council in a unanimous vote in 2019 for $25,000. It was going to be leased back to the city for the park situation at that time. It was confirmed on February 10th, 2019, and again on August 17th, 2021. In fact, there's a 47-page document in your minutes that include a sale contract and a deed. Now, I can say that I think there's a moral and ethical duty to sell it to the Museum Foundation, but I hear everyone here, and I understand the forces at play. I like the idea of parks. I'm totally in favor of the park master plan. I hope the city proceeds with that. But I want a recommendation, and my recommendation is this, that you allow the Museum Foundation a period of time to deal with all the stakeholders. And I'm going to have 5 seconds. I'd request 2 minutes more. I would like to proceed with a meeting, an ad hoc meeting of the, and I've spoken to the fair. I would like to talk to Ms. Beal, who's in fact, it's her district. I would like to work with the city to figure out that that park can be utilized when the museum isn't using that park area. We would like to build a center there to hold meetings that is open to the public, that there could be a museum edge to it. There would be a barbecue area, an open area that would be available to the park when it's not in use. We could use it for parking when the fair takes place with the fair. I would like to have a meeting of the stakeholders, including the school district, because I think that's where the skate park should eventually go. But it's complicated, and I would request this, that do not put this parcel, this park parcel, to the end of the 12 or 18 month time period. I would request that we be permitted to come back after a meeting with all the stakeholders and present to the council an opportunity to buy this property for a reasonable value at a reasonable time. And that would include talking to the district, the parks, the fair, and the school. I've spoken to all of those people before this meeting. I've made a couple of calls to you. I would respectfully request that this park area be sold to the museum at some point. But I would request perhaps 5 to 6 months to see if we can't come back and come back with a stakeholder that satisfies everybody, the parks, the fair.
Mr. Ernst, I'm going to have to ask you to stop at this point. You've exceeded the time limit that the council's given you, and it's not fair to the rest of the speakers.
We're hearing you. But,
thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you. Anyone else? Anyone online?
No, sir.
Okay. We'll bring it back to the council for discussion and or action. It's funny. I had the same vision, and I'll say it again, that we've talked about this, that there's a need for community building, like similar to what we're at right now. It's at the Centennial. I think, you know, somebody with a vision that can design a project that it could be shared personally with the city, the social clubs, all these different groups, the Pioneer Museum, the fairgrounds, just like Don was mentioning. I think there's a way that this can happen. Once we sell this property, the city does not have that anymore. I've just actually had a very strong conversation with our new Rotary District Governor out of Ventura, who manages a facility just like I'm envisioning. And I'm going to go down and talk to her about this. It's run by a nonprofit. And again, it's very, very efficient, and it's a low-cost place to be able to have meetings. So that's something I think the council needs to get behind as far as a vision. As of right now, I would like to hear kind of what the rest of the council wants to do. I think, again, moving forward with the master plan for the parks is important. We could certainly do that, but we can also be having a parallel conversation at the same time with other possibilities. So I'll open it up for discussion. What do you think?
Mr. Mayor?
Yes.
As a point of, well, I guess it's parliamentary, and that is
the Brown Act says we can't discuss something or make an action. It's on our agenda. Nothing like that is on our agenda.
No, we're not talking, this is, again, a discussion of what we're going to tell staff we want to do, correct, Elizabeth?
Okay, but this is a report to receive and file.
No, there was a direction.
Sorry, I'm fighting with my microphone. I believe that the staff report gave you three options. To take no action, receive and file the report, direct staff to pursue disposition of the property, or provide some alternative direction. What I would suggest is, if we want to talk about all the possibilities and things, I'll defer to the city manager, but it may be appropriate to continue the item so we can schedule a closed session first. To talk about the appraisal and any potential property sales, if that's the direction the council is going.
My recollection, I was on the council at those times, and I believe Mike Ryan was very much involved at that time, and Mike was adamant. He did not want to negotiate. He was very difficult, and that was our problem.
Yes. So if I may, those previous transactions that were contemplated with the museum, Mr. Ernst is correct, they were approved. They were never executed by the museum.
Right.
And so those transactions did not proceed. And then subsequently to that, there was the change in the law that prohibited us from proceeding with them.
That's true.
So it's sort of a clean slate for the council at this point. You've been through the SLA process. You can proceed with staff's recommendation, which is just to hold on to the property and continue to contemplate it as part of your overall parks master plan and figure out what works and what doesn't, and they'll come back to you with recommendations or provide us with other direction.
Pro Tem Gregory?
So I recommend number four. And the reason why, we can let the Parks and Rec go ahead and get into the study of the master plan. But I think I was around for some of this negotiation and the agreements and the votes, and the intent was always been to try to get the property to the foundation, and that's always been the intent. You now have the fairgrounds and the foundation, and as Don said, there's a lot of players in the market. So I'd like to see us come down to staff direction of what could we do to get to negotiation again. We can continue the study for the master plan for the park, but let's not put them on hold. Let's get this. What's going to happen is this has been going on for 5 years. We went through the Surplus Land Act, and now it's come to fruition. It's not part of the Surplus Land Act. We still have two parties that are interested, and we're going to turn a blind eye and put it on hold for 18 months, which is not appropriate. Don mentioned a project as part of this project to build a public facility for people to use along with the museum. It doesn't have to be just a museum. There's a lot of ideas. And I think we're doing ourselves a disservice to our heritage and how powerful and how wonderful this foundation has been. They made mistakes. I'm not going to argue with Elizabeth. The contract's over, whatever, but the intent has always been there. And John, I know what you want, but I think we can get pretty close to what everybody wants, but I don't think we should just shelve the process because we've worked hard on it. The Surplus Land Act was hard. We have an appraisal that may or may not be any good. But if we can get together and talk with everybody, a shorter time period or whatever, Don had an idea of adding all the agencies. But the fairgrounds and the fairgrounds and our Heritage Foundation for the Pioneer Park, they all want the same thing. They want it to work for them, so it works. It's a great location, and I think we just need to. I'm personally a man of my word when I tell people, yeah, we want that Pioneer Park to have it, and so things failed. They made mistakes, but you know. We made some mistakes ourselves, but I'm not going to say anything about that. But I still think that we should honor it by negotiating and meeting with them. Let the master plan go on, and if this park comes back into it or is part of it, that's fine. But I don't think we should hold the project up for negotiation.
Okay.
That's my personal idea.
Councilman Bausch.
Thank you.
I don't disagree with Councilmember Gregory. I don't disagree with Mr. Ernst. I don't disagree with Angelica 14. I think all of those ideas are great. I think the master plan should go on and include the Pioneer Park. I think the council needs that option to fully discern if keeping it is a good idea. I think developing a concept of a community space, just for lack of a better term, with the event center, with the museum foundation, that might be the best option. We don't know yet, but I think having that discussion, be able to come up with that plan is a good one. I've been part of that fair now for probably 40 years. I like the evolution, and it's come a long way since the early 80s when I started going to the fair. And I like to see that progress, and I see that vision in the Pioneer Museum vision. I think, John, you had a vision of having a community center down there. Those are all great ideas. If there is going to be an ad hoc committee, I too would like to be part of that, if there's room for that. I think that's a great discussion space to round table and come up with a consensus of what would be a good space and what would serve all of Paso Robles.
Exactly.
One more thing.
Councilman Strong.
Yeah, and that is, before we had these districts, you know, we represented the whole city. When we represented the whole city, the one thing we acknowledged was that all of the recreation space, or most of it, is all on the east side. There's almost nothing on the west side. This is one of the last little remnant pieces of possible park, other than downtown park, to exist on the west side to serve those people. And I think that's a very strong consideration in this matter.
Good. Councilman Beal.
So I have very strong opinions about this property, and I have very strong opinions about the need for open space on the west side. A city asset of whatever size on the west side is a non-renewable resource. Once it's gone, it is gone. I just, for the record, I spoke with Mr. Ernst ahead of time. I appreciated his input and learning a lot of the history of this issue. We are here as a result of a series of decisions which we may or may not have been a part of. And one of the things I've learned in the last few years is that I understand the people that I work with, I understand my neighborhood, I understand my street very, very, very well. I might not understand what's going on a mile away with people that have a different education, with people that are a different age or have different jobs. And it's only through talking to people that I learn the value. You know, my son's 33. It's been a while since he's played soccer, right? So, but the lack of open space on the west side. I think all of these ideas are very interesting. The idea of a community center, whatever the case might be, I think this is very important information. And I think the community will inform what the community wants and the community needs. It is a historic neighborhood. That is a historic property. If we had a master parks plan 10 years ago, we might have made a different decision about the other two parcels, because we would have had an overall plan and priority about how to be investing in our open space. So I appreciate, the sense of obligation that people have towards the parties. And I think we have an obligation to the people, right, to get adequate community input so that we can make the appropriate decision with that property when we have all the information. So I would support staff's recommendation.
So I do recall when we were talking with the fairgrounds about the baseball side of the park there that, again, we had a vision, I had a vision too, that we would have a North County Conference Center, someplace where we could have large events that would be city-owned and retained. In other words, that we could program for things like this. And there's nothing like that on North County. Yeah. So that went away with that property, but again, we still have an opportunity to do maybe a smaller version of something here on that corner that might fit. Again, I what I was going to do is throw out a motion here just to see where it might go. Okay?
Can I make one more comment?
Certainly, before you do that.
Chris Beal mentioned something, and I think it's really important. Maybe Mr. Hewitt can help us with this. We're in the negotiations on a field up at the old school, Georgia Brown, right now, which is going to hugely increase our west side presence for fields and parks. And that's in the process. So that's an important note to make, because as valuable as this park may seem, the field part of that is incredibly important. So I want to make sure everybody's aware of that. So maybe Chris can address that for us.
Mayor Pro Tem. As you recall, a year or more ago, this council had a broad discussion on youth sports fields. And one of the things that came out of that discussion was to take this council to take a policy position, which is in support of finding a way to resurrect, maybe the right word, recondition and reuse the existing green space at the old Georgia Brown campus as a potential outlet for additional youth sports fields. And so since that time, the city staff has had several meetings with the school district. I can report as of late, there is momentum gaining in terms of seeing a potential partnership through where there may be an opportunity to reopen that green space as youth sports field, in particular soccer fields. We're still working out those details, there's still more work to be done. I think that would be a relatively short agreement to start. We're not still sure what the district's long-term plans are for the site, but I can tell you that the discussion around additional sports fields down there is gaining momentum. If everything stays on track, I would expect something to be coming before this council before the end of the year, if not sooner, frankly.
I am also hopeful about these conversations. I think it's a tremendous opportunity. The fact remains, and that becomes part of the inventory. That becomes part of the puzzle that you're putting together when you're assessing kind of the needs and the assets and where they are and access. I think that is independent. You wouldn't sell something off if you didn't like inventory at first. So my argument is to inventory, and then you sort of make a decision of where you are.
If I could just add, we're also going to be losing Pioneer Field next year. The field on 36th Street would be temporary and will help us as we experience the loss of those fields.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Anna Halk. All right, let me make a stab at a motion here and see where it goes. First, basically, receive and file this report. Next is to direct staff to delay sale of the real property. And then direct staff to meet with interested parties, meaning Pioneer Museum or another party, anybody else that would like to throw a vision out on what could be done with that property to discuss, their thoughts and how that could be used. And staff then would bring back further information for council to understand what the proposal is. I'm assuming, that basically right there is my motion, okay? And so leave it at that, and if they can get a second, or we can move forward on discussion on that. So.
A second to the friendly amendment?
Sure.
The negotiation should be with somebody with an eye toward preserving cultural significance of the site. Not sure how to work that.
Well, I think what you're saying is
preserve it with the cultural heritage.
Okay.
Intent.
What I'm asking basically is just to receive and file any proposal from anyone, and then staff would discern the information and bring it back to council. You see, we don't know what their proposal would be or whether we would accept it or not, right? So.
Well, bear in mind, like the Museum Foundation, that's a cultural impact. Your idea of having a community center, that would be a cultural impact. Having a, and not to pick on 7-Eleven or Southland Corporation, having a 7-Eleven there. We don't need a 7-Eleven there.
I see what you're trying to do is kind of narrow the scope
yeah.
of what we would accept as a proposal.
Right.
Is that kind of what
yes.
I'm hearing? Right.
But
I can agree with
my
that.
My question is, does this motion exclude it from the Parks Master Plan?
No. Let me put that in there too. Let me amend my motion. I did want to move forward with the Parks Master Plan. I think that's important. Got to do that. So that is also going to move forward. But in the interim, we could also entertain, like if, in other words, the museum wants to bring a proposal, they're going to take time to bring that thought together and give it to staff so that they can bring it back to us for discussion. So same way with anybody else who might have an idea here what they might want to see. You know, I think the point though is we don't want to sell it. We're going to retain it. We're going to move forward with the Parks Master Plan. Okay, get that started. But then in the interim, parallel, I mean, if this Parks Master Plan is going to take 18 months, we certainly have time to also listen and discuss, you know, about other things. So that's why I'm actually having the door cracked open for anybody who wants to, like, for instance, the Pioneer Museum, want to bring a proposal for staff to review. I think we should do that.
So can Elizabeth? I take a shot at this?
Yes.
So I think the motion is to follow staff's recommendation and receive and file this report, proceed with the Parks Master Plan, and delay a sale.
Delay a sale, but also entertain.
Let me finish.
Okay.
I want to make sure
we're
all on the same page. So that's the first part of the motion.
Mm-hmm.
Additionally, your motion would be direct staff to come back to you with any proposal, vetted proposals that they receive related to Pioneer Park, even if it is during this process of completing the Parks Master Plan.
Correct. Is that?
My comment is the word delay, what does that mean?
We are not currently going to sell. The
yeah.
property is not going to be listed for sale at this point in time. However, the second part of his motion is that if a proposal is received by staff, they would vet it and bring it back to you, which we would do in closed session because we don't have parameters from the council related to the
right.
appraisal, sale terms, what you would or would not consider.
So.
But we're not out actively advertising the property during the park
right.
master plan process.
So I'm okay with that as long as it's not tied to the master plan completion.
No.
I don't believe that was the intent of the motion. The motion is to receive and file the report from staff. They're going to proceed with the park master plan, which they're doing anyway. That's not before you this evening either way. That's funded and moving forward. However, if staff were to receive a vetted proposal, they would go through that, and then we would schedule it for closed session at some point and bring it back to you.
Regarding my concern about cultural significance, where does that fit in?
I think that anybody who is going to make a proposal should probably have listened to this and hear that that is of significance to the council. But either way, if we got a proposal from 7-Eleven, we would have to bring that to you also. We don't have the authority as staff to reject a proposal like that. Now, we would go into closed session. And that's where I was saying that I think perhaps if we go down this path, we would probably go into closed session sooner rather than later to get some guidance from you on parameters, although I have heard that one of the parameters is you are focused on a cultural facility.
Is there a way to put that in?
With preference given to offers of
cultural
preference given to proposal that offer cultural significance.
Yeah.
Can we put that in the motion?
Sure.
Yeah. I think it's really important for us to think about the community.
Yes.
About, I mean, it's one thing, right, like I have the things that I'm interested in. You know, we all have different things that we care about and that our circles of friends and peers care about. But
I'm sorry, Steve, can you hit your microphone? We're having some feedback issues.
Sorry. That isn't, that may or may not be aligned with what the neighbors or the residents or the community is interested in. I appreciate the concern about the time. I appreciate the sense of responsibility towards the past, you know, people that we were talking to about, you know, about this property. But by trying to keep them going on a parallel path is really, I think, it's not good for the community process of the Master Parks Plan, because you're really telling them, oh no, we're just going to kind of do what we want, even though we're having this community process and we're seriously considering getting rid of this property.
So, Elizabeth, could you give us a shot at the motion again?
So I think Mayor Hammond's motion was to, hold on, let me get it up again.
Yeah, receive and file.
Receive and file this report and to direct staff to continue along the path of the, it might be helpful to break it into two motions. So Mayor Hammond, you might want to think about this, but
okay.
The first portion is direct staff to, or receive and file the report and direct staff to delay consideration of a future sale of the property while the Parks Master Plan is being completed.
Correct. That's the first motion. Let's just do it that way.
That'd be helpful.
Okay. So that's motion and a second. Discussion? Okay. We'll call for the question then.
Mayor Hammond?
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Beal?
Aye.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right.
And then the second part of the motion would be then to direct staff to entertain from whomever proposals that would elevate itself to a cultural location. In other words, trying to get the theme of that area for some sort of a venue or some sort of a vision to use for a project.
So proposals for that contain cultural significance.
Exactly. That would be
with preference given.
Preference
offers,
given, yeah.
Offers that offer
or just have.
Well, that's something, again, yeah.
Make them all that way.
Yeah, let's make that motion and then I'll make that motion. So
let's.
Looking for a second. Okay, so we have a motion and a second, Pip Bausch. So the point is, discussion there is to entertain proposals. And once that gets disseminated by staff is going to come back and give it to council in closed session to discuss. Whether we decide that is cultural or not, that's the point when we can reject it at that point. Right. That's the point.
So let's Elizabeth hear the motion, please, before we.
All right. So I think the second motion is to direct staff to accept proposals for disposition of the land that involve potential projects of cultural significance and return to council if any such projects are received.
Correct.
I will note for you that we will likely come back into closed session prior so that we can get some guidance in case we do get any of these amorphous proposals.
Yeah. It's a property related, so that's
we're going to scare everybody away, so I don't think I have to worry about that.
Okay, so motion by Hammond, second by Bausch. Further discussion? Okay, call for the question.
Mayor Hammond.
Aye.
Councilmember Bausch?
Aye.
Councilmember Beal?
No.
Councilmember Gregory?
Aye. Yes.
Councilmember Strong?
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay, thank you. Hopefully we can make a deal. So.
Thank you.
All right, moving on, manager's report. Mr. Guad.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I'll be very brief tonight. Just a couple of upcoming events that may be on the upcoming event slide, but I wanted to lift out and highlight. This upcoming Saturday, the fire department will be holding a community meeting regarding their upcoming five-year strategic plan. So that's this Saturday, the 22nd, from 10 a.m. to noon. It is open to the general public. It'll be held at the Public Safety Center in the Emergency Operations Center. So we encourage the public to come and participate and help shape the vision for the next 5 years related to public safety and specifically the fire department. We have a coffee with the city coming up on August 28th. This is on water, so a timely topic. And Christopher Eleckel and his team will be presenting that. Just as FYI, we'll have several staff members out of the office tomorrow participating in emergency operations training in San Luis Obispo in preparation for the predicted El Nino season. And then, Mayor, I'll defer to you, but several of us were able to attend a meeting last week with NASA. It was a very fun and enlightening meeting, but Mayor, I'll defer to you on the details there. Thank you.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. Council business and committee reports. Who'd like to start? Councilmember Beal.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just have a couple of things. I, as a gentle reminder, Bearcats football starts this Friday. Make sure to check out your home game schedule. It'll be a lot of fun. Uptown Park has an event with the Mobile Rec on Wheels or whatever at Uptown Park. And just a little remembrance for Mayor Martin, who passed away. Did you have
I've got that. We're going to do that.
Okay. He reminded us to put aside our differences and called on us to care for each other. That's all for me. Thank you for letting me be of service.
All right. Thank you, Chris. On the other end, Chris Bausch.
Thank you very much. Just a couple quick things. Senior advisory. We had a very, very lively meeting. Parks and Recreation, Library Board of Trustees, the ribbon cutting at the new training center. Thank you, Chief Stornetta. Amazing how many people showed up to that from all the fire trucks. And we had a new fire truck, new ladder truck. That was fun to go take a look at. Attended the 221 for cannabis this morning. And then something just for a future agenda request that came up from a couple different people. But I'm going to read this so I don't mess it up. POW and MIA flags, as well as Wounded Warrior flags, be flown at either end of our Veterans Memorial Bridge. Our national POW MIA Recognition Day will be observed next month on September 26th, just to let the families of those who haven't come home know that their service is still being honored, is still remembered, and is still appreciated. It would be fitting to maybe try this on for size, and if it works, to see if we can't make something permanent out of it. I'm hoping my fellow council members will join me in directing staff to bring something back to the agenda on September 1st or 15th. And so hopefully.
So do we have consensus on that from Mr. Bausch?
I've requested the same thing. So yes, I'd like to see it come back.
I would agree. So
sure.
Staff, can you get that handle for the September 1st meeting?
Yeah. Yes, happy to do that.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And finally, two of the advisory bodies that some of us serve on are looking for volunteers to fill two vacancies. Parks and Recreation Advisory Body Committee that meets on the second Monday of each month at 4 p.m. to consider matters pertaining to parks, trails, and recreation and sports. They need a volunteer, and the Senior Advisory Committee is looking for someone to join us on the second Monday of each month at 1:30 p.m. at the Senior Center to consider matters pertaining to seniors. That's my report.
Very good. Thank you, Chris. Mr. Strong.
Well, my reports are kind of unusual. I didn't make any of my meetings because I also have meetings for transportation that are all over the state, and I had conflicts for every one of my local meetings. Mr. Bausch, Councilman Bausch, thankfully covered me on those.
My pleasure, Kurt. Thank you for the reminder. I almost didn't make it, so thank you.
And also, I have a request on that former Councilman Lee Swanson passed away on August 4th, and we should remember him also in our adjournment.
Very good.
Yes.
In fact, he was in Texas, by the way, and on hospice at the time.
Okay. Thank you, Fred. Pro Tem Gregory.
Yes. I'd like to thank staff for our cannabis preparation training for tonight. That was very valuable and very rewarding because it helped me understand a very complicated issue. So it was well done by staff. Thank you. Attended the Senior Advisory Center meeting with Mr. Bausch, and lots of people were attending, and it's a really good meeting. But I think one of the things that I got out of the meeting is everybody was listening, and I really like Lauren. I can't remember Lauren's last name, but boy, he's a really nice guy. He's from Capslow. He happens to run Prado Road. He just was very kind and talked to everybody and tried to everybody feel on board with what was going on. It's an amazing process, and I think it'll really help our senior center because I think they're going to dial it in really well and get some help. And part of that process will be us figuring out ways to get more money into the endowment. I think he even mentioned that in his talk, so that'll be good. I want to thank you, the Chief Starnetta, and your buddy sitting next to you back there, Damien, for the party you guys had with the ribbon cutting. And I want to say I've never, I said it that day 10 years ago, I can't believe where we are today with fire safety and police department safety. So much has happened. We didn't even have a design of a third fire station or a safety, and we didn't have full staff. We didn't have a squad vehicle. We didn't have any of this. And so they really come a long way, and congratulations to our staff, all of our staff members, and of course, Chief Starnetta, and Randy Harris is there, and Chief Nord. It's remarkable speaking to everybody in blue. I think there was at least 200 firefighters and police officers there, and it was just wonderful. And then I really appreciate them handing me the jaws alive to cut the ribbon. And then Congressman Panetta beat me to the cut, but it was all good. So
with the cutters, a hydraulic cutter. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
I don't know what that thing weighs.
It wasn't
but
that easy.
It wasn't easy.
It's not the best tool for the job.
It's much easier and better than what we used to use, I guarantee that. I think Jonathan can tell you. We used to use hoses and electric motors, all kinds of stuff to make those things work.
My wife looked at the picture and goes, what are you doing with that thing? And we were standing all, I said, it was heavy.
Yeah, that was a great picture.
But it was really nice having there. And Thank you, everybody, for providing such a great public service and safety for us. And that's my comment for today. Thank you.
All right. For me, thank you very much, Pro Tem Gregory, for being there for me. I was up in the Sierras and couldn't get back. I appreciate that for the ribbon cutting for that training center. It's going to be a great tool. And again, we thank again the police and fire for our plaque. That's going to be in our council office for a long time to come. Appreciate that. For me, I went to Wake Up Paso, the chamber. That was a cool thing that we did. Actually, they want me to speak on the next one in November, or two months out, I think. And I'm going to do that. I think that's, you know, after that'll be almost to the end of my term. 20 years looking back on what's happened here in Paso Robles, I think that'd be kind of a cool little talk to do. We also did the July 4th, staff did the appreciation dinner that Angelica and Linda put together. That was beautiful. I mean, a great thank you to all of our staff here at Centennial that afternoon. That was fun. Cuesta College ribbon cutting, and went to that. They have a new industrial center, educational center that they ribbon cutted, and a lot of good folks there. Then, of course, Chris Huat was talking about, we visited NASA last week. That was an amazing, amazing field trip up there. It was, I mean, for what they do there, and I wish Paul was here too, to the point where we could talk further, but they have so many cool things there. Flight simulators, largest flight simulator in the world, largest wind tunnel in the world. They are sitting there we're watching them maneuver satellites out in space, you know, through a control room. They showed us their new rover that's going to happen for the moon, and they're going to be coring. I mean, there's so much stuff there, but they actually reached out to us. They're seeing what we're doing here with our spaceport efforts. They want to be a part of it, so they invited us up, so we certainly, you know, shook their hand and said, yeah, we'll come up. And I think, again, it's going to be a great partnership in the future for us to become aligned with NASA, and they certainly want to be part of Paso Robles, too. So that was great. Upcoming, oh, one other thing. I'm going to be gone. Actually, tomorrow I'm leaving to go to Belgium to try to find my dad's wallet from World War II. They found it, and they are going to try to twist their arm to let it come home to Paso Robles, and actually my mom and mom poke. So I'm going to be missing the next meeting, and Pro Tem Gregory will be running that for me, please, and I appreciate that. Looking forward. Upcoming events. We have Supplemental Tax Oversight Committee meeting August 19th at 5:30. Coffee with a Cop Dispatcher. That's going to be August 20th, and that's going to be 7 a.m. at Black Sheep Sourdough.
Nice.
Different venue this time. Development Review Committee, August 24th, 4 p.m. Planning Commission here in this room, August 25th at 6:30. Paso Robles Municipal Airport Commission meeting, August 27th at 6:30. Then we have Coffee with the City. Water resources is going to be the topic. Supply, quantity, and quality. August 28th, and that's going to be at the Calco's Beer Patina Room, 7:30. And then we have, again, Development Review Committee, August 31st at 4 p.m. And then the next City Council meeting is going to be here in the Norris Room, Centennial Park, September 1st, 2026 at 6 p.m. And I think we alluded to this, you know, our dear friend, colleague, Mayor Martin passed away 3 years ago, about, I think it was last week. And it isn't a day that, you know, a meeting that I go to that I don't think of him. So it doesn't seem like 3 years already, but it has been. So same way with Council Member Lee Swanson. He spent many years on this council as well. So again, I'd like to make a motion then to we adjourn in the memory of Mayor Martin and Lee Swanson.
Second.
Okay, motion by Hammond, second by Pro Tem Gregory. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
We stand adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to tonight's Paso Robles City Council meeting. We now join our regularly scheduled program in progress. You're listening to The Right Choice, AM 1230, KPRL, 99.3 FM. Paso Robles, Atascadero, Templeton.
There, her 16-year-old son, and got, you know, a dozen, 15 people having a pro-life meeting. Got a little Charlie Kirk angle here. He was assassinated by a Democrat with a sniper's rifle, and a lot of the Democrats celebrated that on national television and elsewhere. They love murder. You know, if you're a CEO of a healthcare insurance company, you're in grave danger because the Democrat Party is violent and murderous and bloodthirsty. And here's the nice mom, Kristen Hawkins.
They kicked us out and compared pro-lifers to the KKK. Now, this isn't Boston. This is Idaho. You know, so this is Idaho. This should never have been.
This isn't Boston. I like that. She says, this isn't Boston. This is Idaho. This should never have been. And I think that's fair enough. Is that it for the nice lady there, Michael? Oh, sorry. Yeah, and Kristen Hawkins, just trying to, you know, they don't believe in political free speech. They're certainly not pro-life, which means they're pro-death. There are really only two things you could be. You know, they're against the death penalty for murderers, like that psychopath that murdered the four college students in the house. And they're not for the death penalty for murderers. But, you know, but if you're an innocent, helpless baby in the womb, then they round you up by the millions. Here's the nice mom, Kristen Hawkins.
I don't know why people move to Idaho and then want to make Idaho, California, or Denver, or Portland. Just stay in your hellhole of states, because we're trying to keep Idaho pro-life. We're trying to keep abortion out of Idaho's laws. And these people are just doing the exact opposite and not even like allowing pro-lifers to gather.
That's they don't believe in free speech. They're not tolerant. They're the most intolerant people you're going to find anywhere. The left is profoundly intolerant. They do not suffer truth or honesty or certainly anything pro-life. Pretty amazing stuff. Now the nice lady also made a video of the apparently the owner appears to be the owner of the coffee shop, Widaho Roasters. And I'm sorry, you got a bunch of a 16-year-old kid leading the thing. So I'm guessing most of the rest of them were teenagers as well. And mom, who couldn't be nicer.